Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. So we have another fantastic episode on Sleep Deprived.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Sleep Deprived podcast.
Sleep Deprived is one of my favorite channels. It's a bit on the underrated side. It has 446,000 subscribers. I think it should have much more. It is a gaming and podcast channel made up of four members. Jay Schlatt with 4.02 million subscribers, a Panda with 707,000 subscribers, Astrosis with 471,000 subscribers, and Mika Sakis with 344,000 subscribers. Although Jay Schlatt may be the most well known, all of them are a great addition to this channel. So before we get into why I like it, let's go into a bit of the history. So basically, Jay Schlatt, you know, small creator on time, around in 2016, he's making meme videos. He makes one of these videos, and Mika sees it, and is like, hey, this guy's cool. Schlatt's small at the time, so they get in touch kind of easily, because Mika's also a YouTuber. Basically, they start creating a video, like, they had do a video together, and then one night they release a podcast. This is a six-minute episode of the first episode of Sleep Deprived, recorded at 2 a.m., where Mika had to leave 6 minutes into it.
I gotta go.
You gotta go?
I do.
What happened?
I gotta help.
I mean, what? You gotta help?
Yeah.
It was just so, like, I watched the first one for this research, which I hadn't done before. I mostly don't even listen to the podcast for this channel. I watch the gaming videos. But it's funny because Schlatt is like, I think, 16, 17 at the time. So you hear young Schlatt, which his voice is totally different. And it's just fun to see that this channel was started by friends. You know, they're not doing this because they're big YouTubers, not doing this for clout. But they're doing this because they think it's funny. And it's like, but yes, there's only 6 minutes. So just a random idea. And it feels very kind of like small. And it's fun to see that it has grown into this amazing thing. And basically, so we have that. And then Mika and Astrosis knew each other because they followed each other on Twitter. So this is a crazy story. And a random person made fan art of them kissing. And then they therefore started DMing because they both saw this fan art and was like, hmm. And then they became friends. And Astrosis introduced Mika to a Panda's videos, and then eventually Schlatt met them both on Discord, and this podcast was formed. The first two episodes were just Schlatt and Mika Sakis. The third episode included Astrosis, and the fourth episode included a Panda. So by four episodes, all four members had been introduced, and together they did 100 podcasts before, if I'm correct, Jay Schlatt left just because he didn't have time for the podcast and the gaming videos, and he fully committed to being there for all the gaming videos. Okay, so let's get into it. What are these gaming videos that they do? They do kind of everything. Most recently, they created a Minecraft server that they've been playing a lot called GoonSMP. Don't look that up. Trust me. But they do just random things on it. What I really appreciate about this channel is it feels like it's kind of like an ode to an older YouTube. I mention a lot when I review channels and talk about other things that I really like when people play together. Because what I appreciate about YouTube Let's Plays a lot is the feeling that, you know, people are playing with their friends, right? Like, that comes across. That's the most fun I've ever had playing video games and stuff like that. So a lot of gaming videos I'll watch when I get that feeling that people are, you know, interacting and have a banter, and it's fun.
If all of us were participating in the trolley experiment, I would kill you, a Panda.
Yes!
Oh, yes! I mean, that's what makes collaborations fun. They are friends at the end of the day. You know, they didn't start this channel when Jay Schlatt was making, you know, this huge YouTube money and all of this. But it comes from this kind of feeling that, you know, they would be playing together of, you know, their own volition. And it just gives an excuse to put it into their schedules because they're making money off it now. And I think that's a very beautiful thing. I think that sometimes, I don't know, you get the feeling that collaborations start, or, you know, friendships were made or started through a business, and that kind of has a bit of a like toxic feeling to it, like just a bit of an icky feeling, you know. You don't want to watch people and feel like, you know, the interactions you're watching are just for them to make money. Because I think, at least on some of the popular creator side, when you see these big collabs, I think they respect each other as streamers and YouTubers, but they're not that close of friends. You know, they play games together. But when you get these groups where you can really tell that they have a bond, they have these inside jokes they find funny, they're just being stupid. It is so reminiscent of, like I said, that feeling of playing with your friends that it just comes through. And there's just such a genuine feeling to these guys that I think is awesome. And it's just great. Because what I really appreciate is, yeah, Schlatt is more influential than the rest of them by a lot. Like, let's be honest here. But I think he does just a really great job of, like, especially Moist, the editor, who is one of the people I want to interview. He does a fantastic job of editing. And if we touch on Moist for a second, you know, he basically does these edits where he's like, they know him and they refer to him. I really like when editors, I've mentioned this before, have a personality and they can be referred to, and like things will pop up on the screen, and Moist is one of those people.
How about this? We'll put an email up on the screen. Moist, our editor Moist, will put an email up on the screen. You can PayPal us $6.99 or alternatively, you can PayPal us $12.99 and we will see your email and donation and we will email you back a picture of gems.
I think he does a great job of editing the videos together. Because there's always four perspectives in the gaming videos. They all make it together for the gaming videos, which is one of the things I like. Because you can go to this channel and you know it's going to be friends playing together.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But basically, I think he rotates between perspectives very well. It doesn't favor anybody too much. And there's icons in the left corner so you could see who's speaking. And it's a channel built on friends playing together. And I think it really succeeds at doing that. That was its goal, and it does great. Some of the things that I think that I just like about them is, like I said, I think they have a specific brand of humor that I think sometimes it's kind of Schlatt's brand of humor, if you know him, which can be controversial at times. Sometimes it goes dark, and sometimes, you know, it just goes stupid. And I think it's funny to see videos that aren't trying too hard, that aren't trying to tackle the algorithm. You know, they're not playing to a certain audience. They're playing to what they find funny and what they enjoy. And they're kind of saying, hey, you know, we're going to make this content. Maybe we'll make things that we think or play games that we're going to think we're going to do well in the algorithm or do things that people who find our humor or that we'd want to see. But I don't think they're doing things like, oh, we want to capture the 9 to 12 year olds, so let's do this. They're not selling out in any way, which I really appreciate. They do have a Patreon where they do extra episodes to like their podcast and other censored versions of their videos. And I think they make like $13,000 a month or something like that. So I bet that's good. But they play a lot of random games. Minecraft, they have this server that they're playing on, which has been really great recently. One of my favorite parts about that is, I think this just shows the fun of their channel and the randomness, is they had another person log on and find the server to play on it. It's like a random small YouTuber named Mr. Toastin, and he's playing on, you know, this YouTube, like the server with Jay Schlatt, who's incredibly popular in the Minecraft community. And they just kept him on there, and they have like no communication with him. He's never in voice chat, but he just builds like random stuff, and you see him post videos about being on the server. And I think that's a really fun addition to just have this random wildcard, Mr. Toastin. Nobody knows.
Wait, what's this, Mr. Toastin?
I don't think All Tribe would have put Mr. Toastin quarter shop.
What is Mr. Toastin?
Who's this? Wait, you were standing right on top of it, too. I thought you knew.
How dare you disrespect Mr. Toastin's corner shop?
Oh my god, dude. Wait, that is his face. I'm looking up Mr. Toastin right now.
Jesus Christ.
It's just a guy who found the fucking server, bro.
We've been hacked by Mr. Toastin.
It's like, it's not like a production. It's just they're playing games, which I really enjoy. And they produce these at like a really good rate. Like there was, I think it's could be every like 2 or 3 days they release a gaming video, at least recently. They released a Minecraft one day ago. Before that, a Garry's Mod 1 5 days ago. And before that, another Minecraft 1 4 days ago. So maybe it's like every 4 days. But they also do fun games that are kind of random that you don't see in a while. Like Garry's Mod. And I've seen a lot of Gartic Phone videos and stuff like that. They've played GeoGuessr together. And these videos, like, they played a gar.io for literally a whole 20-minute video. In large part, these could be very boring, you know? No one is going to, for the most part, is going to this the YouTube algorithm and looking up a gar.io gameplay. Like, that's, you could just easily play a gar.io. But there's, that they use their friendship to make it funny. The game is not the point. The point is they're playing games together. And I think that's a beautiful thing about their channel. And going to the channel is beautiful. It's funny considering a lot of the humor and their jokes. But yeah, I mean, I also want to give credit to the thumbnails. The thumbnails are super amazing too. They are all like, it seems drawn. And each basically of the creators has a pretty like, I would say, like, specific characterized avatar. So you get some really fun art with them all. That's pretty great. Yeah. And speaking a bit about their own channels, I do want to give credit to each of them. I think most people know Schlatt, but a panda does a lot of commentary on different things, and he's funny. So if you enjoy his, you know, that type of humor, you might enjoy his channel. Astrazist does just kind of like meme edits and like kind of some commentary it seems like he's getting into. And Mikasakis, interestingly, he does reviews. So he'll review like very kind of like minute things, like very ordinary things. Like he reviewed Standing that I watched, reviews just like air, gravity, stuff like that. And I think they're all funny in their own right, so it's definitely worth checking them all out. Yeah. But I also think when they come together, they do have similar humor, but it's not enough that you're, you know, watching, you know, four of the same personalities. They vary differently to just really show that it's a friend group. One thing that I don't like is occasionally they'll bring on like a fifth friend, someone they know to play in the videos. And this is not to say that I don't like the personalities of that fifth friend, but sometimes I do kind of just feel like that's too much. Like, we already have four perspectives. We're shifting around pretty constantly. So when no one is the center, the fifth person can get a bit disorienting, and I think it's a bit too much. But I get wanting to throw that variety in there sometimes. Yeah. But overall, let me see if I have anything else to say. Oh, one thing is, you know, considering if we talk about the podcast a bit, I've listened to them. And it's similar to their videos. It's like the same feeling that they're friends, but it's a podcast. One thing I really appreciated is for their 100th episode, where it was like Schlatt send-off, they all met up IRL, right? So they all got together and they were like, for this final podcast, they titled at the end, it was 4 months ago, they're like, we're all going to get together and do all this. And it's just so genuine, it feels to me, because they're all sitting in a garage. They didn't get a crazy set for this. They didn't get all of this. It's four friends on like an assortment of chairs where Schlatt is there. Panda is just a stuffed panda on a chair because he didn't want to be in the video, but he's still there speaking from behind the camera. Mika has their face blurred out. So it's just like such an amalgamation, and it just feels so great. Like I said, it just feels real. And, you know, I don't think I've been trying recently not to say more than there needs to be said. I think I'm going to leave it at that. This is an awesome channel that I highly recommend. I don't even think they have much sponsors, so it's just straight content that's funny. I really recommend checking them out. They're super awesome. That's all I'm going to say on Sleep Deprived. I'll try to post 2 a month, guys. I'm trying to hit a buzzer beater on this one. We'll see if I get it edited today. But thank you guys so much. See you next time. Goodbye.